Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Moroni Merasi Sheyichyu, schus Moshe ben Peshadina, schus Binyamin Simcha ben Adina Minyal, or for Shlema, schus Yichiel ben Shalamis, bracha batzlacha b'chol ma'ase Yadav, schus Rabbi Moshe ben Reizel, and Rabbi Yitzchak ben Baracha, Simcha ben Nechagitel, that Yisholah bracha batzlacha b'chol ma'ase Yideihem. And since we are just days away from the election, instead of talking about who's going to win, which is really a big waste of time, let's just wait and see. And instead of talking about my opinion about who I think, I hope wins, should win, for the betterment of the Jewish people in the world, and I'll leave that out of that also, out of this topic, discussion as well. And I just want to get to the pure Torah and talk about women. Women being elected and electing, voting rights for women, and women as elected officials, and there is some literature on this topic. It isn't so pashut that women should vote, as we well know historically. Generally, women weren't voting until not so long ago, and this was discussed by numerous great Rabbanim, this question, and the Torah has what to say about just about everything, so this is no exception to the rule. And for this shiur, there's a number of very interesting articles that have been written. I hope to get to them in other shiurim. In this shiur, I'd like to base ourselves on an article written by Rabbi Professor Aryeh Avram Frimmer in the Sefer Afike Yehuda, which is a Sefer in memory of Rav Yehuda Gershuni. Rav Yidl Grodner, they used to call him. He was a big Eloi, Talmud of Rav Baruch Ber. He ultimately came to Eretz Yisrael, learned by Rav Kook. He had a very difficult life. He had to go back to the United States. He had a yeshiva in Brooklyn, Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, very interesting yeshiva, and he was a very prolific author of Gershuni. He was nifter approximately 30 years ago, and in this Sefer Zikaron we have this article, as I mentioned, by Rabbi Professor Frommer, and he was a Talmud of Rav Gershuni. He got smicha from him. He learned by him in Brooklyn from the years 1965 to 1969, as the New York Mets were building themselves up, until eventually in 69 they won the series. So this is has great historical import. And let's begin with history. In the history of the Jewish people, we don't find in general women having rules of authority, positions of authority, tafkidim tziburiyim. An exception to this is Devorah HaNeviah, about whom it says, "Devorah isha neviah, eshes lapidos, he shoftas Yisrael be'es hahi." Devorah was a prophetess. She was the wife of Lapidot, and she was judging Israel at that time. A verse in the book of Judges, chapter 4, verse 4. A shofet back then was not only a judge like today on the Supreme Court. They just had a whole big to-do about a new Supreme Court justice. But there are really two issues, a woman being a dayan and a woman being a manik. So when you're in the Supreme Court, and this was made clear by the honorable lady who was elected to the position, that her job is not as a leader or as a legislator. Her job is just to interpret and enforce the law. Not a leader, that's the job of the politicians. They're the ones who make the laws. They're the leaders, and the judges are something else. But we have a question in Yahadus and Torah and Halacha of women as judges and women as leaders. Back then, there would be a judge and a leader. So the fact that Devorah HaNeviah, it's a street in Bnei Brak, I laugh because among the Haredim, they don't like to use women's names for tznius purposes. So in invitations, it'll say the man's name, Virayato, and his wife. And women, even when they sign their names in Eretz Yisrael, they'll just write either a pseudonym or an initial for their first letter, so you don't know what their real first name is. So I'm not mezalzel in that. I'm in favor of tznius. But there's a street, Devar HaNaviyah, so I say you should call it Rehov Eishes Lapidos, because you don't want to say her name. But no, they call it Devar HaNaviyah. And one of my rabbeim, Hagon HaTzadik, one of the posts, Geador of Nosin Gishtetner, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Lebracha, used to live there. I went to his house a few times, not that we had any type of close relationship, but for those who follow my shiurim, you know that many, many, many shiurim have been based on his Torah. And I was zocha to, not long before he was nifter, to be in his house in Devar HaNaviyah, and I got a signed copy for my son of his last volume of Tshuvas that he published in his lifetime. In any event, another exception to this rule is Shlomtzion HaMalka. And she was a queen in the year 76, before the Common Era, after the passing of her husband, Alexander Yanai. And she acted based on the psak of her brother, the Rosh HaSanhedrin, Rav Shimon ben Shetach. The truth is that throughout history, it was quite rare to see women in positions of authority, of leadership, until the beginning of the 1900s. Only after the First World War, women in the wider world received the right to vote and to be voted to public positions. So you can look this up in Wikipedia and other places, but we'll just give a few areas. In Russia, it was 1917, 1918 in England, 1919 in Germany, 1920 in the United States of America and Canada. There are people out there whose grandparents were alive when there was no right for women to vote. My grandfather was born in 1895, so today he's 125 years old. Unfortunately, he was nifter just a little while ago. So Canada and the United States in 1920. Only in 1944 did women get the right to vote and be voted in the country of France. In the year 1971 in Switzerland. And as a reaction to these changes, the discussion of whether women have rights to vote and be voted en masse were discussed in Sifrut Hashut, in the responsum literature. I like saying that, it makes me sound like a real intellectual. In the years 1918 to 1920, after the First World War, and then Palestine turned into a British colony, British mandate, and they were preparing to actualize the Balfour Declaration and to establish a civil authority. Like in the rest of the world, the question of women voting and being voted came up. So Poske Halacha in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz took an active discussion, an active part in this discussion. There's a lot of literature about this. Menachem Friedman, who's a famous sociologist, has a book put out by Yad Ben Tzvi in 1988, Ortodoxia Lo Tzionit Be'eretz Yisrael, in the years 1918 to 1936. Especially in the sixth chapter, he discusses this, page 146 to 184. Dr. Yecheskel Kohn is a famous kibbutznik. Nashim b'hanagat ha-tzibur, ha-machloket al-chavrot nashim b'moatza datit, put out by Kibbutz Dati, Ne'emanei Torah ve'avodah in Yerushalayim in 1991. He has another article in the Ketav Eit, in the periodical Hagut, in the fifth volume, where he talks about the machlokes, famous machlokes, between Maran Harav Kook, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and Harav Uziel, the Rav HaRashi HaSfaradi, Professor Elon, Professor Menachem Elon, who was a very fascinating personality. He was a Chevroner Talmud, a Talmud Chacham, a Lamdin, who later went to university, and he became a very, very prominent judge and author. And so he has an article on this. Leah Shaktiel Neged Asar L'Inyanei Datot V'Acherim. Leah Shaktiel wanted to sit on the religious council, and the Rabbanim didn't want her to, so that was the argument. It was published in a number of places, this article. Any event, so about 50 years later, in the year 1970, this was discussed again, because the question came up about women serving as on the board of shuls. This is discussed by Rabbi Dr. Samuel Turk, who is a rabbi in the Bronx. In his Shu'ot Pri Malka and Simanim Samach Zayin to Ayin Aleph, and he has a tshuva there who's Machmir of Rav Menashe Klein, who's a big posek in Brooklyn, also in Eretz Yisrael, and Rav Kasriel Tchursh, who is a big Mizrahi Rav, and then he reacts to them also. We have an article on this by Rav Shalom Misas, the famous Moroccan Rav, Moroccan Chief Rabbi, in his Shu'ot Shemesh Umogein in the second volume in Simon Samach, Rabbi Gedalia Schwartz Shlita, famous of Beis Din in Chicago. He wrote a tshuva to Rabbi Shmuel Golden, an Iyar of Tafshin Nun Zayin, and he goes the Chumra apparently. I don't know where it was published, but probably maybe in Hadarom. They have a lot of these type of articles. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein talks about this in Yoredei and Chelik Beis and Simon Memhei. Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik discussed this with Rabbi Binyamin Wolfish in the year 1984, which was mamish right before he became ill. So he said he doesn't see room to aser women to serve on the board of a shul, because they're a group, it's not one individual. But he did not feel that it was right for a woman to be the president, because then she would, that's srara, that's woman being in a position of authority. He also thought that she shouldn't be the vice president of the shul, because then people are going to think she could be president of the shul. He had no problem with women being mashkichot kashrut. He thought that it's normal. And there's a wonderful article, which hopefully I hope to get to in a different shir, by Dr. Avi Weinroth, who's a very, very prominent lawyer in Eretz Yisrael and a Talmud Chacham. So he has a Sefer of Feminism V'Yadut that he wrote 20 years ago. So he has a chapter there on Nashim v'Tafkidim Tziburiyim. Rav Bleich, of course, talks about this in Contemporary Halachic Problems in the second volume. And Rabbi Jachter in Gray Matter. And both are available, by the way. Both Rabbi Jachter's Sefer and Rav Bleich's Sefer are available on Sefaria. So you can read those articles there. That's in chapter 12 of Rabbi Jachter's book, Women in Leadership Positions, pages 99 to 104, so if somebody wants articles in English, you can look there. Of course, you can buy the book. Why not give Rabbi Jachter more parnasa? Buy Rabbi Bleich's book, Adarabba. But if you want to see it online, so I'm telling you that I believe that it's online. And it all begins in the Torah. The Torah says, Kisavu al aretz asher Hashem elokecha nosein lecha v'irishta v'yashavta ba. V'amarta asim alai melech kuchol agoyim asher svivosai. Som tasim alaycha melech asher yivchai Hashem elokecha bo mikerev achecha tasim alaycha melech. Lo sucha lo seis alaycha ish nachri asher lo achichahu. Levilti rum levavo me'echav. Ulevilti sur min ha-mitzvah yamin u'smol. Leman yarich yamim ha-mamlach tehu uvonav bekerev Yisrael. So the Torah tells us that when you come to the land that God promised you, and you say you want a king, like the Goyim that are around us, so you should place upon yourself a king that God is going to choose. From among your brothers, you should place upon yourself a king, not a guy who's not your brother, and he should not be haughty, he should be humble, etc., etc. So on these psukim, Chazal Darshan, Melech velo Malka, it says in the Torah, Melech, and not a queen, a king, not a queen. Lo sucha lo se selecha ish nachri, you cannot place upon yourself a foreign man. Mikan amru, ein meman in parnasa letzibrach te'imo miyisrael. His mother has to be Jewish. Mother has to be Jewish. Laman yarech yamim amamlachto, that he should have long days on his kingship. Im wasem ashekosav binyan, kedai yarech yamim amamlachto. If he does what he's supposed to do, so it's kedai that he should have long days. Hu banav shimeis beno meitachto. If he dies, his son takes his place. V'chein l'chol parnasei Yisrael, shebineim omdim tachteihem. And so too, all the parnasim, all of the Jewish leaders, their children take their place. So we learn, you're not allowed to be mamlich a goy, you're not allowed to be mamlich a ger, you're not allowed to be mamlich a woman. Also, that's all as king. And also as a parnas, also as a leader, ein memanim ger o goy. It says melech v'lo malkabu. When it says parnas, it says you just have to have a Jewish mother. So that excludes a goy and a ger. We also learn that these positions are indefinite. Yarich yamim. And they go from father to son. None of this 4 years and out. And so Paskins, the Rambam. Whenever I see a Rambam in the Hilchos Malachim, I say, oh, I have to see what Rav Man says about this. Rav Man is a Sefer Ber Mirim. We have many shiurim, Siyata Deshmaya from Rav Man. It was just beyond human imagination, conception, and belief. How amazing his Torah was and his Sfarim are. So you guy can't learn Hilchos Malachim without Rav Man. In any event, let's go through some of the halachas in Hilchos Malachim. Perak Aleph halacha Dalet, Ema Amid Melech Mikal Geirim Afilu Acher Kama Doros Ad Shteimo Miyisrael. Shenamar Lo Tucha Lasi Selech Yishnachu Yashar Lo Achichu V'lo Lamachus Bil V'lo Chol Sarah Shebi Yisrael. Lo Sar Tzava V'lo Sar Chamushim V'lo Sar Sara Afilu Muna Amas Hamayim Shemachalek Men Al Asado Svein Tzarech Lomer Dayin Onasi Shalei Elam Yisrael Shenamar Kev Achichu Tassim Alecha Melech Kol Masim Ashtamesim Lo Emi Kerev Achecha. So no Geirim as Melech. His mother has to be Jewish. And this is L'chol Sraros, all positions of leadership. The Rambam goes to the various positions of leadership. Also not a judge, not a Nasi. All Mesimos, all positions of authority, are from born Jews, non-Gerim. Halacha Hei, Ein Ma'amidim Isha B'Malchus. Melech V'lo Malka. B'chein Kol Mesimos Shebi Yisrael. Ein Memanim Behem Ela Ish. Whenever you place people in positions of authority, it has to be a man. Vein ma'amidim melech v'lo kohen gadol, lo katzav, lo sapar, v'lo balan, v'lo bursim, lo pnei shem psulim, el hol v'unusim nikla. Ha'am zalzlim behem la'olam, u'mishiyasi b'melacha me'elu yom echad nifsal. So, when you appoint a king, make sure that he's not from a profession that people look down upon. And all he has to do is work one day he's a bath keeper, one day he's a barber, and he's ice king. That's it. And when you're mamid a melech, you anoint him with shemen hamishcha, with the anointing oils, and Kevin Shanimcha Nimshach David Zacha Bekeser Malchus. David's the king for him and his male children forever. And Malchus is the Yerusha. It's important to note that in the Sifri that we have, a woman is only excluded from being a queen, whereas a ger is excluded from being a king and any position of power. The reason for this distinction between a woman and a ger is rooted in the fact that a woman was excluded from kingship because we have a diuk in Chazal, melech v'lo malka, so we're not going to expand that elsewhere. Whereas when it comes to an ish nachri, when it comes to a ger, a goy, it says lo sucha lo sim alecha. So you're not allowed to place upon yourself. So that's any position of authority. So according to this, women can be anything but a queen. And gerim are excluded from all positions of authority. According to Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, in the Igros Moshe and Yoredei in the second volume, Simanim Mem Dalid and Mem He, he writes that this distinction between a woman and a goy neger, as far as all positions of authority are concerned, is the opinion of Rashi, Tosfos, the Chinuch, Naran, and others. Maybe even Rov Rishonim. That's pretty good. However, that's not the way the Rambam holds. We saw the Rambam in Halacha Hey already. Rambam says, V'chein kol misimos shebi Yisrael eim emanim bem ela ish. Rambam says, all positions of authority are for men. And so is the opinion of the Ritva in his Chidushim to Meseches. Shavuos and Aflamed Amid Aleph. Some hold that this Isser is only Dirabanan, either because of Tznius or Kavadat Sibur. So writes the Dugma Rav David Chaim Shlush in his Tshuvas, very interesting Tshuvas Sefer Chem de Genuza, in the third volume in Simon Lamed Gimel. And you can also look there in Lamed Dalet and Lamed Beis. Rabbi Turk, Rabbi Dr. Samuel Turk, in his Shut Pri Malkin Simon Samach Tes. However, in the Sefer Ginzei Raya, which is a collection of the manuscripts of Rabbi Maran, Rav Avram Yitzchak, a Kohen Cook, in Chelek Gimel, in Biurim, in Hilchitz Malachim of the Rambam, in Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, Rav Cook argues. And Rav Cook is Medayeg from the Lashon of the Rambam, who writes, V'chein mucho mesima shebisrael ein memanim bem ela ish. Why doesn't the Rambam write, ein memanim bem isha? Because he starts, ein mamidim isha b'malchus. So says Rav Cook, a big chiddush. The Rambam isn't excluding a woman. The Rambam is excluding a Suffolk woman. A tumtum, an androgynous. Says the Rav, Shelo ne'amar, Shishar mesimo se'etzel isha, urak midrabanan, v'kras machta ba'alma, shazum mutter betumtum androgynous, mishum Suffolk derabanan lakula. Because you shouldn't say that other mesimos of appointing a woman is only that you're allowed to appoint a woman is only derabban in the pasuk and as an asmachta, because then it would be mutter for a tumtum and androgynous because of suffik derabban and lakula. So kamash malano, it's daraisa, and tumtum and androgynous are out, but a woman is in. So according to the Rav, according to this, his diuk in the Rambam, women are allowed to be appointed positions of authority, just not kingship. But the way he pashed this in the Rambam, he says only men, and that would exclude women. So some hold that women aren't to be appointed midrabbanan. Others hold that the iser of other sraros for a woman is midoraisa. And the Rambam learned from an analogy to goy and ger, that it's deoraisa not to appoint women to other sraros. So writes Rav Moshe Feinstein, as we quoted earlier, and Rav Menashe Klein is a very interesting tshuva about Minu Isha Kamashgiach Kashrut. It's printed in his tshuva sefer. It's also written in Beis Hillel, the Torah journal, put out in Iyar Tavshin Samach Beis. In the tshuva of the Saba Kadisha, Rav Alafandri, he was a Gana Gaonim. He was like the Rugachever of the Sfaridim. So in Choshe Mishpat in Lamed Beis, he writes that if the Rambam would have learned this from Sar, would have written nearly. So it must be that he got it from somewhere. But it isn't his svara to learn from an analogy to a goy and a ger. However, we do find Kaloshen HaRambam in the Finkelstein edition of the Sifri and in the Medrash Tanaim and the Medrash HaGadol Al Atar, there on Al Torah. So the Rambam does have his sources. Okay, so we have here a Machlokas Rishonim, women in positions of authority. Now we have to define srara. What is positions of authority? What is srara? So this includes nasi, a president, a dayan, a sar tzava, a head of the army. Even the Rambam says somebody who's in charge of giving out water to the channels. Charge of the channels of waters that give off water to the channels that give water to the fields. So you see that it's not only a matter of kavod; it's not such an honorable position. Anything that a person's in charge, that's called srara. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva about women as kashrus, mashkichot. So, let's say the Rav is making the final decisions. She's not paskening the halacha. But she's just, you know, making sure that everybody's behaving themselves in the kitchen. Everything's being done api halacha. So Rav Moshe says that's not called a position of srara, of authority. This person is just a worker. And therefore he says, even the fishitas harambam, a woman can be a mashkichat kashrut. If I'm not mistaken, there is. They are mashkichot kashrut today. But to be the Rav HaMachshir, to be the one deciding, that already is not her place. What is the reason why women are not allowed to be queens? And according to the Rambam, all positions of authority. Manyan, that the Rishonim don't discuss why. Only the Acharonim, they discuss why. The common explanation, this can be found in Professor Leo Levy. He wrote a Sefer, Oliver Shalom, he wrote a Sefer, Man, Woman, the Torah Perspective in Yerushalayim, in 1979. Also, Aaron Soloveitchik, in his classic Logic of the Heart, Logic of the Mind, which was published in 91, page 92 to 97. Also in his major addresses of the Union of Orthodox Jewish Congregations in 1969 in the Mid-Continent Conclave on pages 21 to 32, and Rabbi Meiselman, the Rosh Hashiva of Taurus Moshe, should have a refuah shleima. I heard recently he was sick with COVID, so I hope he's better already. So he has a book, Jewish Woman and Jewish Law, which he wrote back in 1978, pages 14 and 15. So the explanation given is that man is supposed to be in a more public position. Man is supposed to be the aggressive one. Yevamos 65b, man is a conqueror. A woman is not a conqueror. A woman is supposed to be more private, more family-oriented. Kol kvuda bas melech pnima, Tehillim 45:14. And that's what the halacha wanted. The halacha wanted that women should be in more modest positions, and therefore not to be in the center of attention, being in charge. They wanted women, Chazal wanted women to be more focused on the family. That's one approach. We saw in the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, you don't appoint a king who people are going to not treat with respect, who had a job earlier that people don't have respect for, like a bathkeeper and the like. The Aruch HaShulchan, Rabbi Yechiel Michal Epstein, in the Aruch HaShulchan Asid in Hilchas Malachim in Siman Ayin Aleph in Seif Tes, sees a connection between the psul of women and gerim for Srara and the need that they should be in the greatest position of honor. And even in the modern times, research shows that voters tend to prefer a male authority to a woman, to a strong woman. People usually associate strength more with men than with women. So the Aruch HaShulchan felt that we want people to have more respect for the authority figure, and people generally have more respect for men than they do for women. Women who are in positions of authority often complain that they're talking about what I look like and how, what I'm dressed, what I'm how I'm dressing and what I'm wearing, and my hair, and they're talking about other things about me that, you know, I just want to be seen as a leader. I just want to be seen as the one who's in charge. I don't want them to objectify me, and I want them to respect me as being the strong leader. And very oftentimes, women look to a man for strength, and men look to other men for strength, and not to women. So that might, for better or for worse, I'm not saying people are right or wrong in doing this, but that would impede the authority of the leader. So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan thought, that that's why women aren't in positions of authority, because people just won't have enough respect for them. Harav Gershuni, who we mentioned earlier, in his Sefer HaIsha Be'agada U'Behalacha Kol Yehuda, pages 495 to 506, holds that the psul of women for Malchus and Srara is because women, by nature, are too compassionate, like we see in the Gemara in Megillah. And for a woman to lead people out to war, this compassionate woman, that's not a good idea. So we know Golda Meir was the Prime Minister of Israel, and she was in charge of wars, right? She's in charge of everything. So they, I don't know if they went to the Rabbanim before to ask whether Goldala should be serving, but what I do know is that that's Rav Gershuni's position, that since women are Rachmanios, that would mean that they shouldn't lead the, they can't lead the people in war. Rav Chaim David Halevi, very fascinating figure, who was the Rav HaRashi of Tel Aviv, in his Tshuvas Mayim Chaim in the first volume, in the 70th chapter, holds that this halacha is gzeres hakotzev lelo tam. He says it's just gzeres hakotzev, it's like not wearing shatnez, we don't know why. And he says, v'haraya, that it's gzeres hakotzev, that we know that we're not allowed to appoint women to a position of to be king. But a woman inherits the malucha. If her father was king, she could become the queen. Minchas Chinuch, Tav Tzadi Zayin, Tshuvis Noda Bihuda, in the Madura Kama, in Choshen Mishpat, in Simen Aleph. Interesting. So that is the way Rav Chaim David Halevi felt. However, many people argue with him. Rav Baruch Epstein, in the Torah Tamima, in Dvarim Yud Zayin Tesvav Ospei, at the end, Rav Aaron Malevsky in the Nachalas Aaron and Simon Gimel, Rav David Tzvi Zeman in the Ha'aros that appear in the Sefer HaShlamet to the Minchas Chinuch, the Schulzinger edition in Mitzvah Tav Tzadi Zayin at page 104, Rav Yochum Fischel Perla in his Ha'aros in the Sefer HaShlamet to the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tav Tzadi Zayin, page 61, and Rabbi Gershuni in the Sefer Mishpat HaMalucha Nochas Malachim Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, and see also the article of Rabbi Yitzchak Arieli, the grandfather of the great, he was a Ram in Merkaz Harav, and his grandson is the most popular daily Magid Shir in the world today. Rabbi Asher Arieli was maybe 600 boys, 800 boys, 1,000 boys in his Shir. So he's not only a Gaon and a great Magid Shir, but he's a very big Anav, Rav Asher Arieli. Anyway, Rav Yitzchak Arieli in the Einayim Lemishpat Brachos Mem Tes Amar Aleph of Zion, page 104, Rabbi Ben Sion Nesher, who was a Rav in Tel Aviv, in his article Minui Nashim L'Srar and Divrei Mishpat, put out in the year 1996 on page 226 to 237, they argue with this position, and they even bring a raya, Rav Brucham Fischel Perl and Rav Goshina bring a raya that women do not inherit the kingship, because look at the lashon of the Rambam. Varei hamalchus lo ulabanav hazicharim ad olam. That sounds pretty male to me. So unlike what Rav Chaim David Alevi claimed, and I didn't see the Minchas Chinuch inside, you can look up there if he says it explicitly or it's just derived from there, and the Neu Yudin Madura Kam and Choshim Mishpat Siman Aleph, but from the Rambam, Lashon of the Rambam, it's not mashma that way. Rabbi Meir Blumenfeld was a Rav of New Jersey, and it's Sefer Or Olam. There's a lot of interesting svarim, Rabbi Blumenfeld, and at the end of the second perek, he brings like that from Rabbeinu Don Yitzchak of Abarbanel, that women can't inherit. And also this same diuk, that women cannot inherit Malchus, was made by very, very big Gaon, Mamish Gaon Adir, Rabbi Bezalel Zev Shafran, in the Shut HaRabbaz. We have that here in the local shul. Sometimes when I really want to have a good time, I open up the Shut HaRabbaz. See, as they say, he was a little man, he just was Mamish Kol HaTorah Kula. And he writes that in Chelekim on Simiyat Aleph and Oshei. And this is discussed by Rabbi Avram Yaffe Schlesinger in the Shut Be'er Sarim, in the second volume of Siman Mem Dalid. And there's an article about this by Rabbi Yisrael Rosen, Zichrono Levracha, the head of Machon Tzomet. He has an article, Nashim B'Tafkidim Tziburiyim, in the 19th volume of Tchumen. So we have various ideas as to why women cannot serve in positions of either queen or in positions of authority, according to the way some learn the Rambam. So in the olden days, the authority, appointment to be leader came from above. There were the prophets, there were the Zakenim, there were Tamei Chachamim. But in modern times, people are chosen by democracy, majority rules. And that's the way it goes. And it also goes that when they vote a person into office, it's for a limited period of time. And then they have new elections. And sometimes they can, like they do in the Israeli government all the time, they say, oh, we have Iyemun b'memshala, and then they have Bechirot Chozrot, and they vote again, again, and again, and people get a day off from work. In the olden days, people used to be the rulers. In democracy, he's not the Shalita Tzibur, he's the Shliach Tzibur. He's just a servant. So Donald Trump, at least for the next week, is working for us. We're not working for him. See what happens in the elections. A lot of people are going to listen to this after, and they're going to say, oh, we know who won. But in any event, he goes on a little bit afterwards, even after the elections, no matter what. But he's working for us. He's not our ruler. He's our shliach. His power comes from the people. He's not above us. He's birshusam. So maybe things also change for a woman. If we don't want women to be in positions to be above us in powers of authority, so that's not really like that today anymore. Today she's really, they always call it in American politics, a public servant. The senator, the congressman will say, it's an honor being a public servant, okay? You're a well-paid servant, but you're a servant. In a machlokas that took place in 1918, on the rights of women to vote and to be voted, the Askola HaMachmira, the Machmir school, brought up 6 different tainas against. Rambam shalel minashim aschut lasharet betafkidei srara mishum melech velo malka. Lechora etzem tafkid asrara asur lenashim. Rambam inayom tzeim bishum makom shemangenon aminu letafkid srara mishane bemut hatafkid. כמו כן יש מקום לשלום אנשים אף זכות לבחור, מכיוון שבהצבעתה אישה יכולה להפוך דעת מיעוט לדעת רוב, ולקוף את דעתה על הציבור. So as far as being voted, we see in the Rambam. We see in the Rambam, מלך ולא מלך, and it's all תפקידי שררה. And the Rambam doesn't say anywhere that the mechanism of how you get into this position is going to change. Anything. You're now allowed to be in that position. And what about women voting? So Rabbi Yisrael Zev Mintzberg, in the Sefer Zoschukas HaTorah, page 8, he says that sometimes because of a woman can make the miut, can make the minority into a majority. And therefore by voting, she is asserting her power. And even though, says Rav Moshe, there are Rishonim who argue with the Rambam, and they only answer a woman from being a queen, we cannot completely reject the sheet of the Rambam. Unless it's Shas Hadchak. That's number one, why women shouldn't vote and be voted. Number two, it just hasn't been done throughout the generations. The chief rabbi of Holland, Rotterdam Holland, Rabbi Rieder, in his Machzike Hadas, in the second year in Gilyon Tess, and in Yeshurun, in the 6th volume, not the Yeshurun that we have today, which is a beautiful Torah journal, but the one that used to come out back in the day in Western Europe. This is in 1919, on pages 445 to 448. So he says that it wasn't a custom for women to vote and be voted. So it's Minig Yisrael Din. That's argument number two. Argument number three is that the halacha wants to avoid all preetzes. So a political discussion requires an open society. Everybody has to be able to freely express their opinions, and the rabbanim felt, some of them, that women being voted in to positions of authority and voting will get them involved in the public sphere, and that will be immodest. Rav Kook, funnily enough, everybody would say, you know, you ask somebody, what do you think? Was Rav Kook against women voting and being voted into positions of authority? Or was Rav Kook in favor? So gut reaction of most people would be, Rav Kook was such an open-minded person. He's definitely in favor. But in fact, he was against. He put it in very gentle terms, but he has igros about this in Igros HaRaya, in the 4th volume, in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Dalet, Ma'amarei HaRaya, this you can find online, and they have all the Ma'amarei HaRaya, they have a page for it, and you can just see all the Ma'amarei. So this in Kovetz Ma'amarim Mechtavim, pages 189 to 194. And the Rav says, HaMishpacha hina yesod umatenu, yoter mitarbuyot acherot. Be'amtzut HaMishpacha, ha'isha Yehudiya amura lahagshim et atzma, u'beita hu makor ga'avata v'hadara. Me'oravot politit shel ha'isha, tafkia at ha'bayit mimerkaz et anyunuta, v'aydei kach yuchlash ha'merkam, shel mishpacha yehudit. He said that a woman, the family is the root of our nation. That's why the most popular from magazine today is called Family, Mishpacha. And if a woman is involved in voting, being voted, That's going to take her away from her family. Her interest will be, is it going to be Trump? Is it going to be Biden? Is it going to be this? Is it going to be that? And then she's not going to be as focused on her family. Men are into politics, but women should be more focused on the family. That was the Rav's opinion. It might also ruin Shalom Bayis, because the woman's going to think differently than her husband, as Rav Kook suggests. Today you have that. You have a lot of families that are ripped apart because Democrats don't like to talk to Republicans and vice versa very often. So it causes a lot of trouble. Also, it's bad for women's midos, says the Rav. It'll make them more aggressive, make them have to flatter. And let's say she just follows her husband, and she doesn't follow her conscience, and she's lying to herself. That's going to cause frustration. That's going to cause bitterness. In the Machlokas that took place in 1918, most of the Rabbanim of the Yishuv HaYashan in Eretz Yisrael were inclined to aser, to forbid women to vote or to be voted, including Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonfeld, Rabbi Chiel Michal Tuchachinsky, Rabbi Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Cook. Rabbi Herzog, the great Rav HaRashi, his son was Mr. Chaim Herzog, the previous president of the State of Israel, and he wrote a Hakdama for the 100th volume of the journal Sinai in the year 1985. And he talks about the conflict that took place in the year 1920 between Rav Kook and Rabbi Yehuda Leib Maimon, who was a fascinating personality in and of himself, the great Zionist leader. He has his name on the Megillat HaTzmaut. He took a little longer signing, so he put Sur Yisrael, the Rock of Israel, so he put God's name in our Declaration of Independence. And there was an argument between the Rav and Rav Maimon, even though Rav Maimon was a big chassid of Rav Kook, but Rav Maimon was a very outspoken personality in his own right, in addition to being fascinating and very colorful. So writes Mr. Herzog, Chaim Herzog, he was a Chevron or Talmud, but unfortunately he didn't necessarily stay with the Chevron Mahalach his whole life. Hachugim adatiim b'charidim v'yishuv etnagdu etnagdut charifa l'shtatfut nashim b'atzba. והרב קוק אף חתם על קול קורא נגד הבחירות. הרב מיימון העז לצאת בגלוי נגד הרב קוק וקבע כי הקול קורא שלו אינו בבחינת פסק ההלכה כי אם בגדר חוות דעת בלבד. ובסופו של דבר, בעקבות מאורעות פסח תרפ, הצטרף גם הרב קוק לעמדתו של הרב מיימון ותמך בבחירות ואף ציין כי הוא רואה בעמדת הרב מיימון יד השגחה עליונה. So Mr. Herzog claims is that Rav Kook signed a kol kore against women being involved in the elections. Rav Maimon said that Rav Kook's kol kore is not a psak halacha, it's just Rav Kook's personal opinion. And in the end, because of what happened in Pesach in 1920, Rav Kook agreed with Rav Maimon, and he supported the elections, and he saw that Rav Maimon's behavior, that this is the part of the hand of God. Okay? If you believe that story, maybe. I'm not doubting it, not believing it, but I don't know. Harav Zev Yisrael Mintzberg also was against it. Now we're just enumerating the Rabbanim and the Yishuv HaYashan, who asked, even though Rav Kook was Yishuv HaChadosh, but who asked women Livchor Libacher. Rav Avram Alendaf in the Sefer Anaf Chaim, in the name of the Yemenite Rabbanim. On the other hand, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, who was no Katlakana Ba'agma, he was a huge, huge Gaon Olam. The Rav of Yerushalayim, Rav David Tzvi Hoffman from Berlin, Rabbi David Prale from the United States of America. I happen to know his great-grandson, who has the same name. They were against allowing women to be voted, but they permitted women to vote. Rav Frank emphasized that the situation is a shas hadchak, that if women don't have schus bechira, then if religious women don't have the right to vote, then the religious people are not going to have any power. And that is exactly what Agudas Yisrael believes to this day. That's why all women, the most Haredi women, are encouraged to vote in Israeli and American elections, because this will give the power to the religious, the Eidah Haredis, not surprisingly, is machmir on women voting and being voted, and Bechlal, the Eidah Haredis, says you know, shouldn't take part in Israeli elections. However, there is also a school of thought that is more mekel, that is matir. And this is the position of the Tnuat HaMizrahi, HaPoel HaMizrahi. Today they would call themselves modern Orthodox, centrists, call them what you may. In the year Tuf Resh Ayin Tes, which is 1919, despite, or maybe because of, the Psak L'chumra of the Rav HaRashi Maran Rav Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Kuk, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the Mizrahi party publicized the following proclamation: HaMizrahi b'tor Estadrut Olamit b'kol HaKavod v'yachkar shurochesh l'Rabanut u'b'chol shi'ifato ha'amuka la'kir b'samchuta b'chaye ha'am mukhrach b'chol zot lishema b'sheila zo לדעת הרבנים הגאונים שעמדו בראש ההסתדרות בכל משך עשרות השנים של קיומה שהנהיגו בשאלה זו היתר למעשה. So they said, with all the honor we have for people who answer, but we're going to follow our rabbanim, and they say that they're permissive. So who is on this list? So the most prominent, who wrote the most, who's quoted the most, is Rabbi Zion Chai Uziel, Mishpatei Uziel Choshen Mishpat, Simanim Hevav and Zion. We also have Rav Yaakov Levinson, who is a Sefer HaTorah VaHamada, which was published in New York in the year 1932. On pages, it's available, I think, both on Hebrew Books and on the Otzer HaChachma program. So you can find Baruch Hashem today. We have access to so many Sfarim. Just press a button. It's mamish. Every day you should just dance. And not surprisingly, Rabbi Chaim Hirschenzin, who in the last few years has gotten a lot of attention because of his very cutting-edge views, we'll call them. He was a Rav much of his life in New Jersey. He's a Sefer Malki Bakodesh. He's really a fascinating personality and thinker, Rabbi Chaim Hirschenzin. In addition, we have, later on, Rav Yitzchak Isaac Halevi Herzog, the chief rabbi, the great Gaon and Tzaddik, Rav Herzog, in his Tchukah L'Yisrael Al Pi HaTorah, in the first volume, pages 95-101. We have a Rav from Miami Beach, Florida, big Gaon, Shmuel Tuvia Shteren, Zichrono Livracha, Rabbi Shmuel Elimelech Turk, Shlomo Goren, not surprisingly. And this is not in one of his svarim, maybe it is, but this is in an interview in the Ma'ariv newspaper in the 14th of Nisan, the 1st of April in 1988. Rav Shol Yisraeli, who was not the Rav HaRashi, but he was almost Rav HaRashi, and he's one of the most prominent Dati Lumi Rabbanim of the mid to late 1900s, in his Amar Hayamini and Simen Yud Beis Parakei, Chavis Binyam Chelik Alef Shar Beis Simen Yud Beis. Rav Chaim David Halevi has an article where he's Mekel, Zechut HaYisha Levchor Ulihibacher in Tchumin, the 10th volume in 1989, in his Tshuvas Mayim Chaim in Chelik Alef Simen Ayin. Also, the Rishon Letzion, who was Nifter recently from Corona, Rav Eliyahu Bakshi Doron, Zechut Tzadik Levracha. He has an article in Torah Shebaal Peh in this 20th volume in 1979, published in his Binyan Av in the first volume in Simen Samech Hei. So they're all Mekel. It's also kedai to look in the Sefer of Rabbi Shimon Federbush. I'm debating if I should say more about him, but he's a very interesting person. Nothing bad, chas v'shalom, only good. Happened to have known his great-granddaughter a little bit, and she's a well-known personality because of the job she holds, somewhat. Anyway, Rabbi Federbush, in his Mishpatei HaMelucha B'Yisrael, interesting books, Rabbi Federbush, I recommend them. In the seventh chapter, in pages 62 to 69, it's kedai to look there, and also Rav Aviner in his Mikedem LeBeit El, and Chelek Aleph Simen Lamed Vav, published again in the Shu'at Sheilas Shlomo and Chelek Dalet Simen Lamed Vav. So I'm pretty sure, I didn't look there yet, but I'm pretty sure that Rav Federbush is Mekel, and Rav Aviner as well, at least to vote, certainly Rav Aviner will be Mekel. I don't know about being voted. And the Rav Kook, Bizmanazeh, might have changed his mind. Vaharaya, Chaim Herzog claimed he already changed his mind back then. So what are the Mekilim, how are they going to respond to the Tainas of the Machmirim? They're not just going to say, equal rights, women are equal to men. That's not the Jewish way. The Jewish way is to look at the sources and see what they say and try to understand from the Torah what Ratzon Hashem is. So, the major taina against women voting and being voted is the Rambam. But we have to remember that a lot of people argue with the Rambam, and they say it's only a queen but nothing more. So if you have so many other poskim, why do you have to limit yourself to the Rambam? There's also a concept that a woman can't be a judge, but if kiblu alayu, if they're makabler upon themselves as a judge, then she can be. So democracy is kiblu alayu. So the same thing would apply to a leader. They're makabler upon themselves, this person, so that person can be a leader. And the whole vort of being a leader is that you're above the people. But today leaders are working for the people, they're servants of the people. It's not like it used to be. The Balatumim, Rabbi Yonos and Eibeshitz, already paskin that if the Chashuvi Akol were makabel, a person who's puzzled for a tafkid of Sroar, it's mutter. The Chinuch already writes that. Shekiblu aleim Rosh Yisrael v'achrayim kol adam ladun al piya. So as long as the Chashuv people are makabel, they're makabel. Also, when a person's in a position of authority, they alone are making decisions. But today, no woman in a position of authority is making alone any decisions, right? A woman's in Congress and Senate. Whatever she's doing, she's on a Moatzah Datit in the Knesset. So there are other people also there. So as long as you're not the sole authority, then it would be fine. Rav Gershuni or Velio Bakshi Daron say that if a ger or a woman are more fitting for a position than anybody else, then you're allowed to appoint them. Shmaya and Avtalia were Nasi and Avbezdin, even though they were Geirim, because says the Riva, Lo Hayu B'Yisrael Chashuv Kamosam. So that's another reason, because if this woman is more fitting for the job than anybody else, then she gets the job. Rav Gershuni says a chiddush from his mechutin, Rav Blazer Silver, that the Yisra Sraar Benashim is only in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz Laretz. Because it says in the Sifri, Mikarev Achech Avlo Michutz Laretz. So Chutz Laretz isn't included in Som Tosim Alecha Melech, and the whole mitzvah of Minu is only in Eretz Yisrael, and Melech Velo Malka is only in Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Gershuni says this wasn't said Lahalacha, but certainly helpful in Chutz Laretz. Rav Herzog said the same idea. Rav Herzog in the Tchukali Yisrael Al Pi Torah in the first volume, in Nisbach Gimel, page 158, in the first Ta'ara, also says that Mitzvah HaMelech, Yisurei Srara, might only be in Eretz Yisrael. And in Eretz Yisrael, after Yerusha V'Yeshiva, after we've captured the land. Because the Torah says that when you come to Eretz Yisrael and you capture it, but if it's not in our possession, then it wouldn't count. And he writes that since Kedusha Shnia wasn't Alidei Yerusha V'Yeshiva, it was Alidei Chazaka B'Rishus Koresh, so maybe there's B'chal No Isser Sraro B'Zman Hazeh. Today we only have Kedusha Shnia, not Kedusha Rishona. Kedusha Shnia wasn't Alidei Yerusha V'Yeshiva. It wasn't because we captured it, it was because we were given it. We were given permission by Koresh. So maybe the whole word of Isser Sraro doesn't apply B'Zman Hazeh. There you have a good heter for Golda Meir. The Chinuch doesn't hold like that. The Chinuch holds it applies even in Chutz Laretz. He says B'chol Makom. Now, according to Rav Kook and Rav David Tzvi Hoffman and Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Alevi Herzog, the Isser of Srara is only women over men. But women over women is okay, so therefore a woman can be the president of a female women's organization, the president of the women's league, the president of the stock organization, chesed organization. Now, so there we dealt with the Yisra Srara. What about Minuk? It wasn't done for all the generations. So, for that, those who rejected it for a number of reasons. Until the beginning of the 20th century, even in the wider world, it wasn't really discussed whether women can vote or be voted. Women were of a lower position. And there were rare cases where women did have positions of authority. So since it wasn't shechiach, it wasn't even brought up for discussion, so you can't say that this is the minhag. Nobody decided that it should be that way. It just was. And since it wasn't decided, that's not called minhag Yisrael. A minhag is also shayach when it was discussed, halach lemaisa, and it's known that it's mutter, and they decide to be machmir. And here that never happened. And those who answered it say it's mitam srara, which is debatable. And also today that things are so different, and today it's kiblu alayu, and it's democracy. So, who says the minhag applies to this metzias? Minhag was talking about a different world. Another tain is pritzus and snius. So that's a hard one because women are completely involved in our society. You know, the woman is out, she's working, she's a doctor, she's a lawyer. And pitom you tell her, oh, you can't vote. You can't be voted, you can't sit on the council, on the Mo'atzah Datit, on the religious council, whatever it may be. Women are doing every other job. And all of a sudden here, you're going to start talking about snias. If women anyway, all of them were home, and this caused them to come out of the house, and it's all of a sudden we're going to have a mixed society, it's one thing. But today, society's already mixed. Let's see the words of Rabbi Uziel. ומשום פריצות? איזה פריצות יכולה להיות בדבר הזה? שכל אחד הולך על הקלפי ומוסר את כרטיס בחירתו. What pretzes? You go in and you vote. ואם באנו לחוש לכך, לא שווק לחי לחור בירי ואז היא הלכת ברחוב. Then you're not allowed to go out to the store, you're not allowed to go out into the street. And there's no pretzes, and this is serious business, and al tar b'sicha mi'ish is only sicha b'teila, but not important things. So this is not, especially today, I'm saying, Rav Uziel is talking many years ago. Today, you know, the streets are filled with women, and that she goes in and she puts a little slip of paper in with the person she's voting for. It's hard to say that's a breach of tznius. What about Shalom Bayis and Kilkul Amidos? That was Rav Kook's argument. Okay. Rav Uziel didn't buy it. Because why don't we also not allow the big children not to vote? Oh, that's also going to cause trouble. They're voting against the people their parents are voting for. And the answer is that couples are allowed to disagree and they can still be friends. And therefore, we shouldn't worry about Shalom Bayis. Let's let the women vote and be voted and everybody can still be best of friends. Okay, there's a lot more to discuss here, and maybe in a future shiur we will talk about this more. I told you there's a lot of literature, so I'm just glad that we were able to see the Matirim, the Osrim, and their reasons, and as it stands today, nobody argues about it anymore. All from women are encouraged to vote, and unless, you know, you're in the Eid HaRedis and nobody's supposed to vote, but women are voting, if people are voting, women are voting, and as far as being voted, so there's definitely much room to be makel. You know, one wants to be machmer in themselves, I understand, but to go around saying that there are a lot of chavrot kineset who are datiyot, a lot of religious chavrot kineset today, but that's not sroar, they're not deciding on their own, and maybe even sroar is mutter, it's just not to be a melech. So we definitely have room to be makel in that. And the important thing is that kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. Okay, thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved.